Thank you all so much.
Yeah.
I want to let people know you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. This is music from Schwervon. Music from Schwervon from their release Broken Teeth on Haymaker Records, came out September 26th of 2014. And the track is called The Devil's Inside Me. Nan Turner on voice and drums, Matt Roth on voice and guitar. All the songs written by Matt and Nan, recorded and mixed by Matt Roth at the OJ Studios in Shawnee, Kansas in the summer of 2014. Schwervon relocated to Kansas City in 2013 after a decade as a band in New York City, and currently they're on a month-long tour of the Midwest, coming back into town to play the Haymaker Records Summer Showcase. Joining us here live in the studio, Brenton Cook formed Haymaker Records in January 2014. Prior to that, he'd been responsible for the Midwestern audio compilations, those really wonderful compilations of Kansas City area bands released through Midwest Music Foundation. They've done three volumes of that music. And I think Brenton was also part of the person, one of the people behind the Midcoast Takeover compilations, also that Midwest Music Foundation put out. Brenton Cook is also a DJ, regularly spinning music at Minibar. And in college at the University of Missouri Rolla on the public radio station KMST. Brenton is also featured in the New Pitch Weekly that just came out today. And he joins us today as special guest and special guest co-host to talk about the Haymaker Records Summer Showcase Party this Friday, July 24th at Record Bar at 1020 Westport Road, featuring five bands from Haymaker Records: Schwervon, Jorge Arana Trio, Riala, Binan, and Humph. Did I say that right?
Humph, you got it right this time.
I'm doing better. I spelled out the letters last time like a fool. Also, later in the hour, we're going to be joined by Diedrich Moore of KC Psych Fest and of the band Monta at Odds and the new band Mysterious Clouds, talking about the KC Psych Fest show on August 1st at the Riot Room, and we'll be talking about that in a few moments. Brenton Cook, thank you for being with us on Wednesday Midday Medley.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mark.
Glad to have you back on the radio show. We started with Schwervon from their Haymaker Records release, one of the first three bands that you signed to the label.
Right? Yeah, they were. That's a Vaseline's cover, actually. There's two covers on that album, and they've toured and played with the Vaseline's, and you know, they're a pretty famous band. I mean, Nirvana gave them big accolades back in, you know, in the heyday of Nirvana. But yeah, they're still going, and it's awesome. And Schwervon got to do a cover of that song for that album, and it's one of my favorites on that.
I really love Schwervon. Their songs are groovy. You know, they're an amazing band. Two people that making so many different kinds of sounds.
Yeah, I agree.
So you are getting ready to present the Haymaker Records Summer Showcase this Friday night at Record Bar.
That's right.
And what's really cool is you're going to be featuring Schwervon and also Jorge Arana Trio, which is another one of the first three bands that you signed along with Monta at Odds. But you're also going to be showing people some new bands that you've recently signed to the label. Three of them will be having full-length releases on vinyl coming out soon.
That's right. Yeah, by the end of the year, I should have three new vinyl releases for people in Kansas City to enjoy.
Tell us about Humph.
Humph. They're a two-piece math rock duo. So they've got Ryan Lee Toms on guitar and effects and looping pedals, and Jonathan Thatch on drums. And yeah, they're really, really cool band. They're still relatively unknown. You know, if you look at their Facebook page, they're not like blowing up with likes. You don't hear about them a lot, but I'm hoping to kind of change that. I think they're a really good band, and they make a lot of noise for just a two-piece, and it's really interesting music, pretty technical, pretty heady music, but I like it a lot. I think it's great. I'm ready to kind of share it with the rest of Kansas City if they haven't heard it.
I think I've heard the term math rock.
Math rock, yeah.
To define the band. You mentioned Ryan Lee Toms on guitar, Jonathan Thatch on drums, and Diedrich Moore was responsible for recording this, right?
Yeah, we had kind of a meeting back when Humph first kind of came to me, and they're like, we want to put out an album, we want to put it on vinyl, we want to record it somewhere, how do we do this? And I kind of put them in touch with Diedrich, and we kind of went from there, and it worked out really well, because Jonathan Thatch is now playing drums in Mysterious Clouds with Diedrich. The album came out, the recording came out really great. Just a really good pairing of things, and they're a really like young group of guys, and it's nice to you know, because I have some of these older bands on my label. I don't want to call them old, but, you know, experience, we'll say.
They're younger than me.
Yeah, you know, that I've just appreciated for a long time in Kansas City.
They've
been doing some amazing things. And then it's nice to get kind of these changing of the guard, these really young bands, these up-and-coming bands, and kind of show that, you know, the label's flexible. We can work with people that are established or new people, new bands.
I hear you. Well, let's hear from Humph. It's H-M-P-H, as I was calling them last week.
With the exclamation point.
Exclamation point, just like Schwervon has that exclamation point, too. This is the title track of the release, Head Rush.
Head Rush.
And we're going to play it right now. This is Humph, Head Rush. They're going to be playing the Haymaker Summer Showcase on Friday night at the Record Bar. We'll be right back. Humph with Headrush, the title track of their upcoming full-length release coming through Haymaker Records. This was released on cassette already, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a limited run of cassettes. Should be out on LP probably within August sometime. We're still kind of nailing down a release date and all that, but yeah, stuff's on the way to the house right now.
A little bit later, we're going to be talking about the Psych Fest. Humph is actually playing the Haymaker Summer Showcase Party Friday night, and they're also playing the Psych Fest show on August 1st, both of those. And you're listening to the voice of Brenton Cook, who's joining us for our second hour, and who can be seen, and you can read more about him in the new pitch that just came out today. There's a feature article of you in your dining room with talking about all your records that you have, over 10,000 records in your collection. You've been a lover of vinyl for a long, long time. What was the first album you ever bought?
Oh, that's a good question. I inherited a few from my parents, but I remember very specifically, probably when I was about 17, buying a Talking Heads album at a thrift store somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So
do you remember which one it was? Or
I'm trying to remember. It's the one with the grid on the. It's all black with the grid on the front.
Okay,
it's slipping my memory right now.
Fear of Music.
That might be it.
Well, that's a good first album to get. I mean, if you're going to go out there, what was it? Just discovering your parents' records, was that the initial, interest for you as a young person?
I think a little bit. Yeah, just something nostalgic about it. I started getting into it after college with, you know, the college radio station that I worked at. I think I liked the fact that you could just kind of acquire these recordings for pretty cheap sometimes. Like, you know, you could find a really classic album for just a couple bucks in, you know, any record store. And that's still true today. I mean, as long as it's not a super collectible or super rare album, if the condition's good, I mean, you can have a really good recording for a couple dollars, so...
Haymaker Records is doing well. It's been about a year and a half since you launched the label, and it's like tripled in the amount of, I think you have 8 or 9 bands now signed to the label.
Yeah, it's somewhere around 6 or 7, yeah.
6 or 7? Okay. And there's this big showcase on Friday night where 5 of the bands are going to play. Schwervon, Jorge Arana Trio, we just heard from Humph, and also Riala. Tell us about Riala.
Yeah, Riala is another new up-and-coming band. I think they only have maybe one song shared on Facebook at this point. But, you know, they're, I guess they're kind of, I call them shoegaze, post-rock, kind of in that mindset of music, kind of slowed down tempo, great songwriting, great lyrics, you know, but they've got these little elements of like jazz and math rock in it as well, kind of. Just to mix it up. They're really great. I think, you know, they're opening that night too. So they're a little something different from the rest of the offerings on the label.
Nick Turner on voice guitar, Kalo Hoyle on bass, Morgan Greenwood on drums. And this is a recording that was mixed, recorded, and mastered by Joel Nanos at Element Recording Studios, who I like to say is responsible for about half of what we hear on the radio show sometimes. And they meet a really good guy. Also, I want to note this Riala will be joining us next week on the show.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Coming live on the show. That's... Nick had asked me a few weeks back, and we finally got it all queued up. So they're going to come on the show next week. So should we play Riala?
Yes.
This is The Diving Bell. This is the song we're going to play from their upcoming release, which is called Be Here, Be There. When will this come out? Do you know?
We're looking at probably early September on that one.
Okay. Lots of great stuff. And they'll be premiering, actually playing some of the songs from this new release live at the Record Barn Friday night. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how it's going to go? Okay, we're talking with Brenton Cook of Haymaker Records. You can get more information at haymakerrecords.net. This is one of the bands recently signed to the label, Riala, with a song called The Diving Bell from Be Here, Be There, their upcoming release on Haymaker Records.
To dry up, just roll with. them. We fear the us inside. Look deep or don't see. Listen to your
Riala, The Diving Bell, from Be Here, Be There, their upcoming Haymaker Records release coming out early September, sometime around there. They're going to be with us on the show next week, but they're also going to be playing the Haymaker Summer Showcase at Record Bar this Friday night. We're here with Brenton Cook talking about the showcase about Haymaker Records. Hi, Brenton.
Hey.
Also featured in the new Pitch, which just came out today. And you're saying it was kind of interesting having them come into your home and take pictures of you in your sort of private space.
Yeah, I've always been really guarded of my personal space, sort of. It's strange. So then, you know, I was fine with them coming into the house and everything, but it's just kind of weird, like, opening that up and showing the world, like, your personal space. It's kind of strange, but I'm cool with it. I'm excited for the article, and I'm glad that it came out, and I'm actually kind of glad to share, you know, this weird obsessive record hoarding thing that I have going. It's not that bad. But
not that bad.
Yeah.
Well, through your work with Haymaker Records, you've signed a band that has been around for over 20 years. Brody Rush started Benon about 20 years ago. He's been the only consistent member, songwriter, producer. And this is, in 20 years, this is their fifth full-length release that will be coming out. Mystic Sunrise Sunset Magic is the name of the release.
Yeah, that's it.
And we're going to hear a song called Orbit. Brody is also a video artist. Last year, he made a video for Pedal Jets that was really amazing. And he's created a new video for Jorge Arana Trio, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're hoping to debut it Friday night at the Haymaker Showcase. He's done all the animation for the song Crime of Passion Fruit by Jorge Arana Trio. And yeah, it's so kind of in the final stages of wrapping it up. But he does amazing animation work, and he's just a genius, pretty much. I love all of his music, all the projects he ever works on. He puts his heart and soul into it, and I think it really shows.
He's an all-around performer. He's even done theater and worked as an actor, playing the title role in live interpretations of Pink Floyd's The Wall that Ron McGee did then at the Living Room Theater a number of years back.
He did Rockula as well. Did you ever see that one?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he did Rockula.
He's really an amazing guy. Well, we're going to hear this new music from Benon, a track called Orbit.
Yeah, this is a brand new track coming out on the upcoming LP. I don't believe this has been heard by anyone. This is kind of fresh off the press.
We love that. And we're going to follow it up with a track from Jorge Arana Trio. We're going to play that on vinyl, Crime of Passion Fruit from Oso.
Yes.
Or is it Oso?
Oso.
Oso. Yes, Oso, which came out in July of last year from Jorge Arana Trio. It's actually the song that Brody made into the video. So Crime of Passion Fruit is what we'll hear from that. But first up, Benon from their upcoming release, Mystic Sunrise Sunset Magic from Haymaker Records. They'll be playing Friday night at the Record Bar. This is Orbit. All right, you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. That was Jorge Arana Trio, Crime of Passion Fruit, from Oso, their release on vinyl through Haymaker Records. They're going to be part of the Haymaker Records Summer Showcase this Friday night at Record Bar. And before that, we heard Benon, who are also playing live in that showcase. Joining us now, we've been talking with Brenton Cook of Haymaker Records, the founder of Haymaker Records, and also has done a lot of incredible work with Midwest Music Foundation. You talked about in the pitch how Midwest Music Foundation kind of informed you a little bit about putting together the record label, right?
Yeah, it did. You know, kind of doing the legwork of that compilation, I figured out a lot of the things that you need to do for running a record label. So it was an invaluable experience.
You are with your friend now, Diedrich Moore, who came in to join us. We've been talking about you. Diedrich, you probably heard your name on the radio when driving in here today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Diedrich is part of the Psych Fest. You're one of the founders of KC Psych Fest.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Also a member of one of our favorite bands, Monta at Odds, and the new band, Mysterious Clouds, who we're going to hear from coming up in a few moments here on the radio.
That's correct.
And you and Brenton worked together last year on the 3-day Psych Fest that was at the Record Bar last year.
That's right.
I remember you guys came on the show to talk about that. You're kind of separating this year into some individual nights. Is that how it's working this year?
Yeah. It was one of the... We had opportunities come up where last year we were asked from time to time, bands were touring through and asking, hey, can you do something for us? And we would put them in touch with some other bands, and just kind of that was the extent of it. And then this year we kept getting, various really cool bands touring through, and we're like, well, what can we do to, make it a big night so that way these touring acts actually get a good crowd and get some awareness and the attention they deserve? So we just kind of brainstormed, and we're like, well, what if we just make it, an event, every time we get this opportunity to do something fun, rather than, cross our fingers and hope they can come back through on a certain date when we're trying to set up a fest. So they've just taken a new approach to it.
I like it.
Also, the problem that we kind of ran into last year, which was a blessing too, but when we had the Psych Fest, it just turned out that the Kansas City Royals were in the middle of their giant playoff run, and it was an interesting time. Just Kansas City was in a weird place. They hadn't been there for 30 years, so I don't know what I want to say about it, but yeah, it kind of made sense to spread it out over multiple days this year. So we've got several events lined up over the next few months to, rather than just all in one pop for the year, we've got several events over the course of multiple months.
Two big bands who tour all over the country and play a lot of Psych Fest in different cities, Ancient River and Psychotic Reaction, are two of the touring bands that are going to be coming in and playing Psych Fest on August 1st at the Riot Room. Right?
That's correct. Yeah, they're one of the ones that contacted us and approached and said, hey, we want to do a Psych Fest event. And we were like, okay, let's do it. I love their music, and it was exciting to have somebody ask us.
We're going to hear from those two bands. Your band, Mysterious Clouds, will also be playing Humph, which is a band that you produced, and one of the members of that band is also in Mysterious Clouds. And then Drugs and Addicts also will be on the bill for August 1st. So we're going to hear Ancient River and Psychotic Reaction, but we need to take a quick pause to play some underwriting announcements. We're right here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Wednesday Midday Medley. My name is Mark Manning, and I'm joined in the studio by Brenton Cook, founder of Haymaker Records, and Diedrich Moore of Monta at Odds and Mysterious Clouds and the KC Psych Fest. And we're going to be talking more with them in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jen Zaman, and you are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
All kinds of gay by the ocean, all kinds of straight by the ocean, all kinds of love.
Supporting 90.1 FM, Mike Dillon, live at The Brick, Wednesday, July 22nd. Mike Dillon at the Brick, 1727 McGee, Kansas City, Missouri, Wednesday, July 22nd. All info at thebrickkcmo.com. Support for KKFI provided by Californos, presenting An Evening of Dancing and Jazz Organ in the Saloon on Mill Street, Wednesday, July 22nd. It's B3 Vibrations with Rich Hill and the Riffs. Wednesday, July 22nd, on the patio at Californos in Westport. More info at californos.com.
Lainey Mandel at Davies Uptown, supporting 90.1 FM, Thursday, July 23rd at 7 p.m.
I can't be seen kissing make a king.
Lainey Mandel with special guest Courtney Marie Andrews, Thursday, July 23rd at 7 p.m. at Davies Uptown, 36th and Main. Tickets and info at daviesuptown.com.
Dream about girls, girls.
Hunt live in concert, September 11th, 7:30 p.m. in the Polsky Theater at Johnson County Community College. Tickets on sale now at kkfi.org/events. Kelly Hunt, supporting community radio with a benefit concert for 90.1 FM, KKFI.
You're supposed to be.
Kelly Hunt on September 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Polsky Theater. Tickets on sale now at kkfi.org/events.
And you're back here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We're here with Brenton Cook of Haymaker Records, who's been talking about the Haymaker Summer Showcase this Friday night at Record Bar with five of the bands from the label Schwervon, Riala, Binon, Jorge Arana Trio, and Humph, who will also be on stage. And also with us today is Diedrich Moore of Monta at Odds and Mysterious Clouds. He's a songwriter, producer, musician, organizer. Welcome back to the show, Diedrich.
Thanks.
And we're going to be telling you some information about the Psych Fest on August 1st at Riot Room. And we mentioned two of the bands, Ancient River and Psychotic Reaction. And we're going to play from both of them. You want to mention anything about these bands before we play their music?
Well, Ancient River's new album is fantastic. It just came out on limited edition vinyl and sold out in the first pressing. So they're doing a second pressing. And it's just really, they're a duo. It's really cool psychedelic music that if you're into like Temples or Tame Impala, that kind of stuff, you're going to totally love these guys.
Yeah, this track in particular that we're going to play here sounds a lot like Tame Impala. And Diedrich and I both went to that Tame Impala show, and we were just kind of surprised at how that genre of music's taken off. Like, this sold out Uptown Theater, and we were both just kind of shocked how, like, there's a wide, broad audience for that in Kansas City.
Well, we're going to hear Ancient River. They call their music reverb-soaked, noir, psychedelic. And the band is now based in the UK in Austin, Texas, but I think they originally formed in Gainesville, Florida. It's part of their story. And then Psychotic Reaction, we're going to hear Chum Scrubber Blues from their release, The Sound Out of Space. And they're a rural Oklahoma band that play all over. So first up, Ancient River, This Is the Time is the song we're going to hear from their release, Keeper of the Dawn, which came out April 14th of this year, followed by Psychotic Reaction with Chum Scrubber Blues, right here on 90.1 FM KKFI.
Grab and go.
Psychotic Reaction, Chub Scrubbers Blues from The Sound Out of Space, came out April 26th. And before that, Ancient River, This Is the Time from Keeper of the Dawn. Two bands playing the KC Psych Fest August 1st at Riot Room. Two of the organizers of the KC Psych Fest are with us here in the studio. Diedrich Moore, thanks for being with us on the radio.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And Brenton Cook of Haymaker Records. Good to have you back on the radio with us, Brenton.
It's always good to be here.
You can read about Brenton in this week's pitch, which just came out today. And you're so deserving of that recognition, Brenton, for all of the work that you've done in the community with Midwest Music Foundation and with the record label. It's a lot of work putting all this together, isn't it, Diedrich?
Yeah. It's hours and hours of discussing, emailing, texting, trying to, you know, having what you think is a great idea at one moment, and then sometimes they work out, sometimes, you know, so there's a lot of back and forth between everybody brainstorming of like, what can we do different, what can we do, you know, to make this exciting every time.
Tell us about August 1st at the Riot Room, KC Psych Fest. This is the fourth year of Psych Fest activities, and you wanted to tell us a little bit about the decision to kind of separate it into individual nights rather than run three nights altogether.
Well, I think Brenton was touching on that when we were talking about the Royals and sort of with today's society, the time commitments and having 3 days, you know, set aside in somebody's weekend is, you know, me included, is kind of crazy of trying to be able to commit to anything. And so that coupled with the fact that we had these touring acts coming through at certain times that were, you know, asking to do shows and events that were happening that we were asked to be involved with, it just seemed like a fun idea to kind of, why not just break it up and split it into the August 1st. We're going to do September 12th, which is part of Crossroads Music Fest, which it's going to be fun. We're going to host a stage and do our thing at Mod Gallery. So that's exciting. It was something totally different, new venue, you know, just in our mantra has always been to be inclusive rather than being this exclusive, cool factor that's only doing our thing, you know, and don't tell anybody about it except cool people or whoever we think are cool people. So we really wanted to just get every genre, every age group, and people that just want music that's exciting. And so, you know, experimental or whatever you want to call it, but it's something, you know, for me that when I hear it, I just, you know, I get excited. I'm like, yeah, I want to hear that. I want to see that. And I want other people to see that. So that's where it happened. And then we'll be back at Record Bar in October. So we're working on some sort of concept and idea, and when we have that figured out, you know, we'll announce that part. But it will be a three different, you know, events, one after another.
I love it. The band's playing Ancient River, who you just heard, Psychotic Reaction. Also, your band, Mysterious Clouds, who we're going to ask you about in just a few moments, Humph, and Drugs and Addicts, along with a DJ, the Mod Professor.
Yeah, DJ Mod Professor. It's Ray Velasquez, which is...
Famous DJ.
He's famous, famous.
It's one of the most famous in Kansas City. So that's a fun night. We're going to hear Mysterious Clouds, which is a side project of Monta at Odds. Diedrich, tell us about Mysterious Clouds.
Well, we usually don't use side project.
Okay. Anything, I read that in a press release.
Yeah, I know. It's anything my brother and I get involved in, it's like full focus when we're doing it. So
I understand.
Monta's taking a nap for a little while and thinking about new songs, going to write a new album. So while that's going on, we had some songs that we had started back when we were Gemini Revolution, and then that morphed more into like ambient synth stuff, and Mika had moved away, and just in spare time I started messing with those songs that we had recorded but didn't do anything with, and so grabbed the guitar and started adding guitar and tweaking in it, and here we go. We had a new project, and so we got Aaron Osborne from Expo 70 to come play bass, and then Jonathan from Humph to play drums, so that way we can have a four-piece, work on it, and now we're songwriting for the next EP. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, any closing comments? Anything we haven't mentioned that you want to make sure we say before we close the show?
Just, we'd love to see you this weekend.
Yeah.
And next weekend, I guess. 2 weekends.
I just want to say we're going to play Mysterious Clouds, the new band Diedrich and Delaney, his brother, have put together. And KC Psych Fest is Saturday, August 1st at Riot Room with Ancient River, Psychotic Reaction, Humph, Drugs and Addicts. Also, the Haymaker Records Summer Showcase is this Friday, July 24th at Record Bar with Riala, Binon, Humph, Jorge Ranatrio, Shorvan, and DJ Mod Professor. Real quick, I want to also mention Rev Gusto plays Harlings on Saturday, July 25th with the Tuffies and Dream Girl, part of their release of their new record. And then also Friday at Prospero's Books at 39th and Bell at 8 o'clock, Scott Rabko and the Rabbits will be performing. I wanted me to make sure to mention that. And next week on July 29th, we're going to be playing more and new and local releases in Riala, Haymaker Records band. Will be joining us live in the studio. Stay tuned for ArtSpeak Radio coming up at noon, followed by Jazz Afternoon with Jeff Harshbarger at 1 o'clock. We're on the web at Wednesday Midday Medley on KKFI 90.1 FM. WednesdayMiddayMedley.org, Facebook.com. You can just put in our name. And Diedrich Moore, thank you for being with us on the radio today.
Thanks a lot for having me come.
Our pleasure. Anytime. And Brenton Cook, thanks for joining us for the hour.
Anytime.
Congratulations on all of the great music that you two are producing and making available for all of us. It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it so much. We're going to close with music from Diedrich's band Mysterious Clouds, who play the Psych Fest on August 1st. Other Side of Yesterday is the track from the release Vibrations Shake the Path.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening.
Vasquez Boyd, and you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Good afternoon, and welcome to ArtSpeak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd.